1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime, it's Yankton 27, Huron 19. Huron at an early 7-2 lead. Yankton went on a 10-0 run to take the lead. They're up by one in the first quarter. Then Yankton an 8-0 run to start the second quarter. And Huron has just been struggling to come back ever since. We'll get to our stats here coming up. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels today. The JV Huron defeated Yankton 30-22. In the sophomore game, Yankton defeated Huron 45-20. Izzy Kramers had 12 points to lead Huron in that sophomore game. Just one other AA game tonight. A surprise that there isn't more games going here yet. But Harrisburg down in Nebraska. They're midway through the fourth quarter. Omaha Central leads Harrisburg 45-39. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Halftime here, 27-19 Yankton. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Run down the stats next on Dakota Sports.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Halftime, Yankton leading Huron 27-19 in our girls game here. Here's the rundown on the scoring for Yankton. Claire Tershinsky with 9 points, 8 for Cameron Koletsky. Eden Wolfgren added 5, 3 for Bailey LaCroix, 2 for Macy Drotzman. For the Huron Tigers, 7 for Hampton Hines, 6 for Hilton Hines, 4 Kinsey Simmonsman, 2 for Allison James. The shooting percentage is what shows the difference in the first half. Huron 7 of 25, 28%. Yankton 9 of 18 for 50%. Yankton is 5 of 7 from the line. Huron 4 of 4. Huron did not go to the line in the second quarter. And those are the stats here as Yankton leads it at the half, 27-19. Again, this Friday is Day of the Tiger. A chance for you to contribute to the Huron School Foundation. The Huron School Foundation formed last year. The goal is to provide scholarship money forever for Huron graduating seniors. For every donation that is received Friday, and you can even contribute before Friday, every donation up to $20,000 will be matched. So every donation is basically doubled. You can go to the website, dayofthetiger.com and make your contribution to the Huron School Foundation, making a big drive. There's also another deadline, the end of this year, if you want to be on the Shrine Wall. You do need to commit to a $2,000 contribution by the end of the year. Again, contact any member of the Huron School Foundation for more information. But again, Day of the Tiger coming up on Friday. Go to dayofthetiger.com. Yankton 27, Huron 19 at the half. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with our second half on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDA, SAA, and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we are back at the arena, set to go with the second half. Yankton leading 27-19. It was a one-point game at the end of the first quarter. Yankton then outscored Huron 13-6 in the second quarter. No, they led by 10. Trying to remember if they led by more than that. Yankton will have a chance to extend their lead first as they have the ball as we begin play in the second half. Gazelles handoff up top. Koletsky looking right. Comes back left. Huron staying a straight man, or are we doing a little more zone here? In the corner, three is no good. Long rebound out to Hilton Hines. LaCroix on the miss. Hilton in traffic, now holds it up, gets her teammates back with her. Simmonsma, left side, handoff Davis. Davis drives the paint. Kick out three. Hampton Hines, no good. Rebound, and ooh, Lizzie Heinen could have got it caught for a push-off. Here's the drive. Hampton Hines, and she'll go to the line. So offensive rebound, Lizzie Heinen. Then she had a nice feed to the cunning Hampton Hines, and Hampton will go to the line and shoot two. LaCroix will pick up the foul. That is her first or second. First free throw is good for Hines. She has eight. 27-20, Huron back within seven as we've just started the second half. Second shot is no good. Offensive rebound again for Heinen. Left side, Davis wants three. It's short. And the rebound, foul going to go on Simmonsma as she lost the battle for the rebound with Koletsky. Simmonsma will pick up her second foul, first team here in the third quarter for Huron. 27-20, Yankton. Gazelles have the ball here. Early third quarter. LaCroix on the left wing. Little spin move. Ball deflected on the floor. And Tershinsky gets control of it. LaCroix wants three in the corner. Pumps it in for three. LaCroix, her second three. And Yankton goes up 10, 30-20 here early in the third quarter. Hilton Hines dribbles left, hands it off to Davis. Now Heinen, top of the key. Posting up is Hampton Hines. Kick out right side, Simmonsma. She'll drive the hoop, put it up too strong. Rebound, Heinen misses underneath, and the ball slapped out. Last touch by Simmonsma. Those are shots we need to make, point-blank shots. Just not a lot of touch underneath the basket, and Yankton a chance to extend their lead. I think if they can make a bucket here, this will give them their largest lead of the ball game. They're up 10 here early third quarter. Up the floor, Eden Wolfgram, left side. LaCroix just hit the three. Got to get some defense, but then he also got to start getting some offense too. Yankton working the perimeter. Wolfgram on the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Tershinsky now left side. She'll go baseline. Pull up 15-footer. Contested. No good. Hampton Hines has the rebound. Hampton down the floor. Takes it all the way. And a blocking call. Going to go on Yankton. Could not get the shot to go, but free throws on the way for Hampton Hines. Second team foul here in the quarter on Yankton. Foul number three on Bailey LaCroix. And Hines will line up the first free throw. It is good. She has nine. Peyton Mosier into the game as LaCroix comes out with that third personal. And one more shot for senior Hampton Hines. Hines in and out. No good. A rebound underneath for Drotzman. Yankton will set it up. Wolfgram backs it out, comes right side Tershinsky. Work the perimeter, left side Wolfgram. She'll go baseline, go underneath the basket, kick out three for Koletsky is go. Caught the shooter's roll. Looked like it was going to be short, but then it rolled over the rim. 11 for Koletsky. Yankton is up by a dozen, 33-21. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Heinen to the block, traveled with it. She was trying to lean in, and boy, she just needs to go up and shoot that. It looked like she got to the block. She has that 6'1 height advantage. You just need to go up with the shot. It looked like she wanted to feed it back out and then traveled. Yankton looking to extend the lead, 33-21. Yankton's already equaled their point production in their win last Friday against Lincoln. Scored 33 points and won. Yankton working against a Huron zone. Mosier up top, left side Tershinsky. Tershinsky, now Mosier again, working the perimeter. Wolfgram in the corner. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Up top, Tershinsky can't get the three off. 3 2-seconds, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Yankton. Are they going to... The shot clock ran out, and they're going to say it is a shot clock violation. As Koletsky tried to make a move, and I think Simmonsma got in on her and deflected the ball away. And Huron gets the ball on the turnover. Tatum Peterson back in for Huron. Tatum with the ball on the left side. Huron spreads the floor. Simmonsma up top. Simmonsma looks in the middle, takes a dribble, hands it off to Hilton Hines. Hilton in traffic. She'll be fouled. They're going to call it before the shot. And Huron Oren, the out of bounds on the baseline. Foul is called on Tershinsky. That is her first, third team here in the quarter. Inbounds, Simmonsma, hands off to Davis. Alley, free throw line. Now hands off Hilton Hines. Hilton with the scoop, no good. Again, kind of forcing it. Rebound, Yankton. Yankton in the front court and thrown away. Alley Davis with the steal. Then she gets the ball taken away on the floor, and we're going to have a foul on who? I think it's going to be on Hampton Hines, and she's a little frustrated with the call. And it will remain Yankton ball. Huron gets the steal, but then gives the ball right back. Hampton Hines with the foul, her first. Allison James in for Huron. Coming in for Yankton, Emma Herbolt, a senior. And Jocelyn Elwood, the freshman. 33-21 Yankton, 4:23 to go, third quarter. Lob comes all the way top. Herbolt go off right side. Wolfgram at the key. Little crossover. backs her way in. Kick out. Herbolt. Back up top. Yankton works the perimeter. Almost a travel there by Mosier. Wolfgram up top. She'll drive. Get by the double team. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound Peterson. And then the ball slapped away, and it's going to stay with Huron. Peterson just didn't want to put the ball on the floor, and Wolfgram was staying back and basically denying the ball to Hampton Hines. Well, Huron just got to get something going on offense. Since the first quarter, we played basically a quarter and a half, and Huron has scored 8 points. Inside of 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Peterson up top, James. Now Hilton Hines lobs in the corner, Hampton. Hampton baseline, little roller, won't go. Rebound Simmonsma, and she'll be fouled. Kenzie Simmonsma will go to the line for two. Kenzie with 4 points, all came in the first quarter. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Simmonsma, free throw is no good. Well, you got to score any way you can right now, as it's just been a struggle offensively for the Huron Tigers. Yankton, they've only made two buckets here in the third quarter, but they've both been threes. Second free throw good, one out of two for Simmonsma. And a timeout on the floor. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Yankton 33, Huron 22. Timeout, 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron using a full timeout, trailing by 11. Yankton with the ball. Huron comes out with some pressure and a near steal, but they call the foul on Huron, and Kaufman didn't like that call from the Huron bench. Huron trying to get some pressure, get some turnovers. Foul is on Hampton Hines, and that'll be her second. Third team in the quarter on Huron. 3:34 to go in the third. Huron still pressing. Yankton breaks it this time. Herbolt in the corner. Gets it back in the middle. Tershinsky. Back left side, Wolfgram. Wolfgram looking in the corner. Kicks it back up top. Tershinsky. Corner of the lane. Open three for Wolfgram. No good. Offensive rebound, Herbolt, but blocked by Tatum Peterson. Nice defensive play by Tatum. On the floor, Allie Davis wide open for the layup. Allie just got down the floor quickly. Yankton didn't really see that she was down there. First bucket for Allie Davis. And Huron gets it back to 9 points. Now Yankton wants a timeout as they were having trouble bringing the ball up against the press. Timeout Yankton, 33-24 Yankton, 2:56 to go, third quarter. Timeout 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Firmin, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the timeout, Yankton breaks the press. Little jumper baseline, no good. Nice look for Drotsman as they broke the press. Missed it. Rebound, Hampton Hines. Huron looks to cut into the lead. Down nine. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Three ball, Taman Peterson, no good. Little too strong. Rebound for Yankton. Quickly down the floor, go baseline. Tershinsky underneath the basket. Gets tied up. Oh, a foul on Peterson, and that is a tough call for Huron to take. It was being forced in by Tershinsky, and Tatum Peterson basically grabbed the ball and got called for a foul. And at the free throw line is clear. Tershinsky hits the first free throw. She's in double figures with 10 points. Again, that was pretty good defense there in my eyes for Tatum Peterson. Granted, I'm wearing black and orange. Tershinsky had no place to go and pretty much presented the ball to Peterson. She makes both free throws, 11 points for Tershinsky, the lead back at 11. 35-24, foul going to go on Tershinsky trying to lean in on Hilton Hines. And that is team foul number five, and we'll be shooting free throws. And here, I think this is really the first time the new rule has come up tonight. Again, the new rule this year is on team fouls. Team fouls reset each quarter. Once you get over five team fouls in a quarter, then it's two free throws. There's no more one-and-one bonus at all. Just five team fouls, then you shoot two free throws. First free throw is good for Hilton Hines. I have her for 7 points. I have a mystery bucket, though, that I'm not sure who to give to. Second free throw for Hilton is good. Hit them both. I got her for 8 points. 35-26. Huron back within nine. Showing some pressure again. Tershinsky, Drotsman get it into the front court. Mosier, ball knocked away. Stolen. Hampton Hines going the other way. Leans in on Drotsman for two. The press pays dividends. Hampton Hines with double figures now in 11. Huron within seven. 35-28. Wolf Graham in the backcourt, inside of 2 minutes to go, third quarter. And Allie Davis trying to tie it up, no jump ball call. Now a triple team and timeout Yankton. Huron has slapped a press on here the last couple of possessions. It's given Yankton problems. Minute 48 to go, third quarter. Huron within seven. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Vehicle, need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Lease vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron within 7, 35-28, as close as they've been since the second quarter. And playing an aggressive press as had Yankton turn the ball over a couple times. LaCroix back in, takes a couple of dribbles in the corner. Drotsman up top. Koletsky. Huron now zoning. Come off to the right side. Tershinsky backing away from Peterson. Gets it back up top. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Got to do something. Wolfgram dribbles. Long three is no good. But after the shot clock went off, shot clock violation. Huron gets the ball and a chance to cut the lead a little more. Minute 22 to go. Third quarter. 35-28 Yankton. 8 o'clock. This is KIJV AM-FM in Huron with Huron Tiger basketball season opener. For the girls. Huron spreads the floor. Simmons my way outside. Heinen back in for Huron as well. Huron is the starting five back in. Hines, Hampton drives. Kick out in the corner. Allie Davis for three. Too strong and the rebound good. Block out underneath by Drotsman. Yankton will try to slow it up now as Wolf Graham sets up the offense. We're inside of a minute to go. Third quarter. In the corner, Drotsman. Yankton trying to have some patience. Nope, Wolfgram going to launch a three and nothing but net. Yankton needed the bucket. They got it. Wolfgram, the ninth grader, with the three. They have three made field goals here in the third quarter, all from the three. And Yankton back up 10. Hilton Hines lost her dribble. Now tied up and jump ball possession. We'll keep it on the Huron end. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Huron had some momentum, but boy, Yankton has made a couple of big shots just when you felt like Huron was getting themselves back into it. Hilton Hines on the inbounds up top. Wide open three. Hampton Hines. No good. It's not dropping tonight for Hampton. Hit her first three. Hasn't hit one since. Yankton a chance to extend the lead. Shot clock off. 19 seconds to go. Third quarter. Up top, Koletsky comes right side. Tershinsky. Now Koletsky again, Wolfgram. In the corner, LaCroy launches a three. That one's short. Rebound comes out long. Nobody went after it. Picked up by Drotzman. Deflected out of bounds. And Huron will get the ball with 1.7 seconds to go. Third quarter. Not much he can do here, but launch a long one if he can get it that far down the floor. Inbounds to Hampton, and her shot going to be way off. We head to the fourth quarter. Yankton 38, Huron 28. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports, KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We head to the fourth quarter. Yankton back up by 10, 38-28, and the Gazelles have the ball first to start the fourth quarter. Yankton shot 3 of 10 in the third quarter, just 30%, but all three made field goals were three-point shots. Huron went 2 of 10 from the field. Yankton, Tershinsky goes baseline. It's underneath the basket, leans in for two. Got the baseline inside the defender and leaned in for two. Claire Tershinsky, I have her for 13 points to lead all scorers. 40-28, Yankton back up by a dozen early fourth quarter. Heinen way outside, lobs it to Hampton Hines. Hampton back up top Hilton. Hilton at the key, comes right side Davis. Feed into Heinen, slapped away. Heinen squares up, back out Simmonsma, left side. Hampton Hines, step back three, no good, and they're going to call a moving screen on Mackenzie Simmonsma. She was trying to get the screen on to get Hines open for the three, and that's foul number three on Simmonsma. Again, the team fouls are reset, so the first team foul, another team here in the fourth quarter. Here on showing the press. Cross court, it comes. Now in the middle, Drotzman, and the ball knocked away, but Wolfgram able to catch up back up to it. Long three, Tershinsky in and out, and Heinen lost the rebound, picked up by Drotzman. Her turnaround no good, and Simmonsma with the board. Huron, though, has to get something going on offense. It's been a tough go of it. Heinen underneath gets the little turnaround from the block. Needed that one. Lizzie Heinen, her first bucket of the game. 40-30, Huron down 10, ball slapped away, out of bounds, Huron ball. Again, Huron continues to force turnovers with the press, but we got to start turning those turnovers into points. Tatum Peterson back in, Simmonsma out for Huron. as Hilton Hines will walk the ball up. Yankton, straight man, picking him up half court. Hampton Hines on the right wing, roll, nothing there. Up top, Peterson, she traveled, stutter stepped with it, and turns the ball over to Yankton. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. I guess we played a minute and a half. 40-30, Yankton leading. Huron still pressing. Lob pass, Tershinsky still in the backcourt. Finds in the middle, Wolfgram. She'll get into the front court. Free throw line and flips back to Tershinsky. Yankton working the perimeter, backs it out. Wolfgram will reset the offense. Yankton can afford to be patient, use some clock if they can. LaCroix up top, Tershinsky. Tershinsky lost the ball but rolls right to LaCroix. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Wolfgram fakes, lines in, has the 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Davis going to be tied up with Drotzman, and the possession will go to the Huron Tigers. 40-30, Yankton leads. Each team has scored a bucket here in the fourth quarter. Quickly, Simmonsma back in, Peterson out for the Huron Tigers. 40-30, Yankton leading. And Hilton Hines sets it up in the front court. Simmonsma off to the left, hands it off. Allie Davis. Davis gets a screen, roll, nothing there. Simmonsma in the corner. Allie Davis flips right side, Hilton Hines. Hilton backs out, right side, Hampton. Hampton gets a screen, kicks out in the corner, Davis. Davis attacks back in the corner. Hilton Hines for three, no good. Offensive rebound, Heinen. Here's the cut. Hilton Hines puts it off glass. Blocking call going to go on Yankton. And two free throws for Hilton Hines. But, boy, Huron just can't get those and ones to happen. Drawing some fouls, but just can't get the ball to go in the basket. Fouls on Drotzman. That is her second, first team foul of the quarter for Yankton. Hilton Hines, free throw, no good. Huron's not helping themselves from the free throw line either. 5 of 8 in the third quarter, now 0-1 here in the fourth. 5:10 to go in the game. Yankton 40, Huron 30. Hilton Hines, second shot is good. 1 out of 2, however, for 9. 40-31, Yankton. Nearing 5 minutes to go in the game. In the backcourt, pass in the middle, and Heinen maybe got away with a foul there. Yankton in the front court. Wolfgram, she's double-teamed. Yankton can afford to spread it out. Take some time. We're inside of 5 minutes to go. Heinen comes around, tips the ball away from Koletsky. Can't quite catch up to it, though. And Yankton will run the inbounds on the baseline below me to the right. Inbounds, and Mosier gets it in the corner to Tershinsky. Now brings it back up, top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tershinsky backs it out, gets a screen, comes left side. Wolfgram, long three, top of the key is no good. As missing off on that one was Herbolt. Rebound underneath, Allie Davis. Into the front court, drive by Hines, and Hilton again gets herself to the free throw line. But again, we got to make these trips to the free throw line productive. 4.5 minutes to go in the game, 40-31 Yankton. Cameron Koletsky picks up her second team on Yankton. And two shots for Hilton Hines. Free throw, first one is good. I have her in double figures now with 10 points. One more free throw for the sophomore, Hines. Hits them both. Again, Huron within 7, as close as they've been in the second half, 40-33. Huron continues with the pressure, pass in the middle, get into the front court to Mosier, and Yankton can get the half court set now with Tershinsky out near the spike line of the volleyball court, comes off to the left, Wolfgram. Yankton works the perimeter, working the shot clock. Now they're going to take a three, no good. Rebound, Koletsky, foul going to go on Yankton as, once again, Simmonsma crashes to the floor. Not sure if that's really the shot that Coach Decker was looking at for his girls. Run some clock with the lead. I don't know how many times, and we're going to have to start counting. I'm going to count one of these games, how many times Simmonsma hits the floor. She's probably around 10 in this game. Yankton comes in with three fresh players. Drotsman back in. LaCroix back in. And I believe Elwood back on the floor for the Gazelles. Inside of 4 minutes to go. Here on back within seven with the ball. Got a score. Davis on the left wing. Screen from Simmons. Mayan threw it away. Ball stole, taken away right from her by Mosier. And Yankton forces the turnover. Big turnover there. Wolfgram walks the ball up. Comes off to the left side, Elwood. Again, playing catch, being patient. 3:35 to go in the game. Yankton up seven. Huron has not led since the first quarter. Working the perimeter, Wolfgram. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hilton Hines really getting into her grill. High post. Kick out in the corner. Elwood back in the middle. And a foul going to go on Huron with 3 seconds on the shot clock. And that'll give Yankton a fresh shot clock. Foul, I believe, is on Hilton Hines. Hilton will pick up her second team on Huron. But again, most importantly, a fresh shot clock, another 35 for Yankton when they had it down to 3 seconds on the foul. Drotsman up top, flips back to Turshinsky. She'll drive into the paint, triple teamed. Wolfgram, head fake. Back up top, Turshinsky, the senior, runs the show for Yankton. And again, they're satisfied to run the clock down a bit. We're hitting 3 minutes to go in the game. Yankton up seven. Dribble by LaCroix. Back up top. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Turshinsky drives. Don't slap. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Baseline. And go inside. The ball tipped away. Hots Brown and... It'll be here on ball. It ends up officially being a shot clock violation. The ball was knocked away by Huron. Then about three girls had a chance at it while it was ricocheting around. I think Simmons and I got bopped in the nose in the process. But Huron forces the turnover. Got a score. Down seven with the ball. 2:35 to go. Allie Davis up top. Flips to Heinen. Right side Hilton Hines. Hilton will drive baseline, get inside Turshinsky, put it up too strong. Battle for the rebound. We'll have a jump ball. Yankton will get possession. Huron continues to attack the basket, but it just isn't paying dividends. I think Kaufman wanted a foul called on Turshinsky, but did not get it. And Yankton on the possession arrow gets the ball back with 2:24 to go. Still a 40-33 lead for Yankton. Overhand pass gets up ahead. LaCroix right by the timeline. Double team ball tipped. Stolen. Simmons might got a hand on it. Picked up by Hines. Hampton all the way for the bucket. Huron within five. Simmonsma with the nice defensive play. Huron's pulled within five, as close as they've been since the second quarter. 40-35 Yankton. 2:08 to go. 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Yankton, Huron two timeouts remaining. Yankton has three. Huron within five. They press as we near 2 minutes to go in the game. In the backcourt, long pass. Up ahead, Turshinsky, and there's the 10-second count. Yankton just didn't really show any urgency there. Huron was pressing, but wasn't really trapping anybody. I think Turshinsky just thought she had more time than she did. Again, Huron forces the turnover, this time on the 10-second count. And a chance to make it a one-possession game with a successful possession here. 40-35 Yankton. Davis comes off on the left wing. Gets a screen up top, Heinen. Heinen right side. Nice catch by Hilton Hines. Up top, Simmonsma. Here on looking for that good shot. Hampton Hines rolls back door. Wide open for the layup, Simmonsma. Nice give and go between Hampton Hines and Simmonsma. Three-point game, 40-37. Yankton beats the press, gets it in the front court. We're inside of a minute and a half to go. Yankton 40, Huron 37. Yankton works the perimeter now, and now they're a little bit back on their heels. Drive by Tershinsky, leans in, blocked, but a foul going to go on Huron, and boy, is Kaufman upset in front of that Huron bench. Foul's going to go on Heinen, and basically Heinen was penalized for being 6'1". Lizzie Heinen will pick up her third foul. If a 5'6 girl is going to challenge a 6'1 girl, you got to give the 6'1 girl a little benefit of the doubt. First free throw is good for Tershinsky, and it's back to a two-possession game at 41-37, 42-37 as Tershinsky hits them both. 42-37, Yankton back up by five. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Minute 10 to go in the game. Huron down five. Need to score as they go into the front court. Left side, Davis. Alley, top of the key. Now Heinen pops way up top. Right side, Hilton Hines. Inside of a minute to go. Huron needs points this possession. Hampton in the corner. Davis. Baseline cut off. Goes inside. The ball deflected out of bounds by Koletsky. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. And the game clock down to 50 seconds remaining. 42-37, Yankton leading. Lob comes out. Hampton Hines, top of the key. Will drive the paint. Kick out three. Allie Davis is short. Rebound, Tershinsky. Tershinsky brings the ball up. And Huron not pressing. You got to get up on him. And we're not in the bonus here yet either. And finally, a foul going to go on Hilton Hines. Hilton with her third. Now the next one will put Yankton to the free throw line, but they're going to get two shots with the new team foul rules. Peterson in, Heinen out for Huron. Hilton Hines just picked up her fourth foul, by the way, but down to 34 seconds left. Shot clock is off. And Yankton could just run the clock, and boy, Huron just letting him run it right now. Finally, a hack called on Hampton Hines, and it'll put Bailey LaCroix to the line to shoot two. LaCroix has not been to the free throw line tonight. But Huron down two possessions here at 42-37 with 27 seconds to go in the game. Two shots, Bailey LaCroix, 6 points on a pair of threes, make it seven as she hits the first. 42-37, or 43-37. LaCroix can pretty much put it away here. Make it a three-possession game. She does. Hits both free throws and the lead back to seven with 26 seconds to go. Huron's got to score three times. Drive by Hilton Hines. Leans in. Banks it in. And Huron will use a timeout. Hilton Hines with the bucket. Gets Huron back within five. 18 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout here of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
44-39, Yankton leading. Going to be awful tough from here on. From here, one full timeout left, full court pressure, and a foul going to be called on Allie Davis in the backcourt on Tershinsky. Davis picking up her second foul. But again, if Tershinsky hits both free throws, that'll make it pretty much academic, which is 17 seconds to go. Yankton up five, 44-39. Huron got it down to three once, missed a three that would have tied, and give Yankton credit. They are 6-for-6 from the free throw line, now 7-for-7 from the free throw line here in the second half. Tershinsky, 16 points to lead everybody. Second shot is good. And back to a 7-point lead, and Yankton can just don't foul, basically. Hilton Hines, Davis for three in the corner. No good. Rebound, Wolfgram, and she's going to be fouled by Hines, and that will put the game away as Yankton's going to move to 2-0 on this young season. It is a program that has struggled since the COVID year, as in the year where the state tournaments got canceled. Yankton won the ESD back in 2019-2020 and has had their struggles since then, but now they're going to be 2-0 to open this season as Wolfgram hits the free throw. She's got 9 points. She can become the third Yankton player in double figures if she drops in the second one. And she does. 48-39. Yankton gets the lead back to nine. 6.5 seconds to go. Hampton Hines puts up a three. No good. And the final score, Yankton will win it. 48-39. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we are back at The Huron Arena, Yankton Gazelles pick up their second win of the season. They defeat Huron 48-39. Huron led briefly to start the game, but once Yankton took the lead towards the end of the first quarter, they never gave it up. Huron made a run, got within three late in the ball game, but Yankton made their free throws. That's probably the difference in this game. I have Yankton 10-for-10 from the free throw line in the second half, and they pick up the win. We'll get to those stats coming up. Let's do a Kurtz Heating Cooling scoreboard update. See if they had. They never did post a final on Harrisburg and Omaha Central. Omaha Central, though, I believe, did pick up the win. Do have some area Class B games, I guess. Groton leads James Valley Christian 31-24 at the half. And Wessington Springs is leading Woolsey Wessington 27-13 at halftime. Yeah, they still list 58-48. Harrisburg, Omaha Central leading Harrisburg. That's been like that for about the last half hour, so I'm assuming Omaha Central won. Lower levels tonight, JV, Huron wins 30-22. Sophomore game, Yankton wins 45-40. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll work up some more stats here. We'll talk to Coach Kaufman about this opening game of the season. Lots coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And again, we're back at the Huron Arena. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game continues as Yankton defeats Huron in the girls' basketball season opener for the Tigers, 48-39. Huron had an early 7-2 lead. Then Yankton went on, I believe, a 10-0 run. And while Huron was down one at the end of the first quarter, never got the lead back after that brief stretch to begin the game. Yankton led by as many as 12, ends up winning by 9, 48-39. Yankton now 2-0 on the season. Their starters scored all their points. Claire Tershinsky, 17 points, 11 for Cameron Koletsky, 10 for Eden Wolfgram, 8 for Bailey LaCroix, and 2 for Macy Drotzman. For the Huron Tigers, I had the two Hines sisters at 13 points apiece, Hilton and Hampton. 7 points for Kinsey Simmonsma, and 2 points apiece, Allie Davis, Lizzie Heinen, and Allison James. Shooting in the game, Huron went 13 of 43, and I think that's about 35%. I did not get a chance to figure that out. Yankton was 13 of 33. And that comes out to about 47%. The free throw line, Yankton 15 of 17, including 10 of 10 in the second half. Huron was 12 of 16, but 5 of 8 in the third quarter. And that's when Huron had a chance to cut the gap, but were unable to do so. And again, Huron got it within three at 40-37. A big call went against Huron. Looked like a pretty decent block shot on Lizzie Heinen, but she got called for the foul. Yankton got both free throws, and that was as close as Huron got the rest of the way. So Yankton picks up the win. Tigers now have a doubleheader. Mitchell Colonel's coming to town this Friday. Is Day of the Tiger fundraising effort for the Huron School Foundation. Go to dayofthetiger.com to get all the information on that. We have a $20,000 match. Basically, if for every donation that is received through Friday, the Day of the Tiger, it will be doubled up to a $20,000. And the Huron School Foundation is raising money to provide scholarships for all members of each year's senior class, getting that scholarship fund set up and a big fundraising drive. And again, that is Friday. Again, for all the information, go to dayofthetiger.com. And find out all the specifics for the Huron Tigers. And, of course, we cap off Day of the Tiger with Huron Tigers Mitchell Colonel's doubleheader on Friday. Girls will be at 6, followed by the boys here at the arena. We're not on the road very much here in December. In fact, only one road game scheduled for the month of December. That's a doubleheader a week from tonight with the Huron Tigers at Brookings. So, again, doubleheader Friday, 6 o'clock boys, or 6 o'clock girls, followed by the boys. And, of course, both games on the air here on Tiger 95. See, the girls are out on the floor. I presume that Coach Kaufman will be up shortly, and we'll talk about this one with Yankton picking up the 48-39 win here tonight. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes as we continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame on Dakota Sports.
Cattle are eating. Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back as we continue, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game, joined by Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Yankton wins it 48-39. And, Coach, many things you normally might see in a season opener. We struggled to shoot at times. Yankton, you could tell they were a little more comfortable, perhaps. Bottom line is we had our chances there. But as much as anything, I think that second quarter kind of killed us.
Yeah, you know, we kind of went stagnant offensively. You know, we let the physicality of the game get to us in the second quarter, and we started rushing our shots. You know, we tried to absorb contact, and sometimes it was there, sometimes it wasn't. But, you know, we let that affect us in the second quarter. And then as we got frustrated with offense, you know, not the ball not going in the hole, it hampered our defense, and that's where, you know, that's where we really let ourselves down, was in the second quarter defensively. You know, I thought that, I mean, our effort was good. It was just our execution as far as defensively. We weren't in the right spots. We were slow. We let shooters get open, knocked down a few shots, and we just kind of dug ourselves a hole that we couldn't get out of tonight.
You know, and we had some looks. They just weren't dropping. You know, again, sometimes that happens, but, you know, sometimes you got to help yourself out as well, and, you know, Yankton did that.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Yankton, you know, but it's like you said, you know, you could tell that they had played a second game, and this is our first game, and there were some jitters. But, you know, the jitters should have went away when we jumped up 7-0 or 7-2. You know, I mean, we come out and did what we wanted. We offensive rebounded. We got a couple steals. We were kind of doing things that we wanted to do, and then we just kind of let the fatigue and, you know, let the game kind of catch up to us and, you know, got the best of us there a little bit at the as the first quarter and second quarter went on. As we went into halftime, you know, we talked about we need to do a better job defensively. Now we went to more zone defense. We played pretty much strictly zone the whole second half. And that was a suggestion, you know, kind of made by the whole team that let's go play some zone and scrap the man-to-man for tonight. And that's what got us back in the game. So credit to our girls. You know, there's a few girls that played a lot of minutes, and we had to press, and we had to do a lot of things, and then expect them to have legs and knock down shots. So the conversation in the locker room after the game was, we got to get in better shape. We got to be able to get up and down because we got to play fast, and we're probably gonna have to press teams, you know, to turn the ball over and get some easy buckets.
You know, and that press did pay dividends. We forced some turnovers, got a couple of easy baskets. I think Coach Decker took a couple of timeouts while we kind of had them rattled, and, you know, that's where we got ourselves back within three. We were one defensive play. Well, I guess we did have a chance at a tie, missed a shot, then were a defensive play away from maybe getting a second chance to tie it or at least get within one. But, you know, that's where Yankton came back in. I had him 10 of 10, including 8 of 8 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. That's where you win games when they get tight.
Yeah, and credit to them, right? We didn't execute that part of it very well either. We know that we didn't want Tereshinsky to shoot the ball at the end. I mean, we know she's a really good shooter. A very good free throw shooter, so we didn't want her to catch it, and we didn't execute that very well. So we got to do a better job at keeping the ball out of the best player's hands and the guards that they want to shoot the free throws to close out a game. You know, so I guess that's the, you know, we didn't have to see the, you know, the chance of, or the what if of a 1-1 tonight, is they made their free throws and it didn't ever come to a bonus. So, they made their shots, and credit to them. They came in and we knew they were going to play hard. And we gotta adjust now to the physicality of what it's like playing, you know, in a game instead of just practicing against each other. And we gotta bounce back and be ready to go Friday.
You know, and First National Bank player of the game, I'm going to go with physicality tonight. That was Kinsey Simmonsma, as I think I had her ended up with 7 points, but she was willing to bang in there. She was very physical. I said, I think midway through the third quarter, I should have started counting at the beginning game how many times she hits the floor, because she was down there a lot. She was playing hard. You know, she's getting her chance on varsity this year for the first time, and I know she wants to take advantage of it as a senior.
That's a prime example of wait your turn, and then when it's your turn, you take full, you know, you take a full opportunity and you run with it, right? And that's what she does. And there's never an effort with Kenzie on if she's going to give you 100% effort all the time. That's how she is. She's going to fall down on the ground and she's going to fly all over and she's going to limp off to the sideline probably 3 or 4 times a game, and you give her about 15 seconds and you say, are you good to go? And she gives you a nod and she's back in the game. So yeah, credit her. You know, she kind of sparked us, I thought, the first 3-4 minutes of that game, you know, and got us going. some good plays there, and we took advantage of it. So we need her effort, we need her size, you know, we need her rebounding, and just to do the dirty things. She's kind of our bully on the court, because nobody's gonna mess with her. The tough girl, and she's gonna have everybody's back, and she's gonna give us everything she's got.
Well, now 0-1, got a couple of days to think about it, and then Mitchell comes in on Friday. Expect a pretty big house, as it's a rivalry doubleheader. Girls at 6, followed by the boys. Sawyer Stabner, one of the top players in the state, coming in.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't lose much from last year either and made the state tournament. So we know we know what's coming to here on Friday night. You know, we got to turn around. We got to focus on us Wednesday, Thursday. And then we're in the same boat as what happened tonight with Huron and Yankton, right? Mitchell gets to scout us, which is fine. But we got the game under our belt now, so those first game jitters are gone. We know the adjustments, and they have their first game on Friday. So, like I told Coach Decker earlier, you know, 6-1, half dozen the other, which one's better? But that's the situation that we're in, and we'll be ready to go on Friday night.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers fall 48-39 tonight, 0-1 on the season. Mitchell on Thursday. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, wrap up the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Boost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
One last time here from the Huron Arena as the Huron Tigers fall tonight, 48-39. Huron 0-1, Yankton now 2-0 on the young season. Huron hosts Mitchell, doubleheader Friday night here at the arena. Girls 6 o'clock, followed by the boys here on Tiger 95. Looking forward to that. And, of course, again, that will be Day of the Tiger. Go to dayofthetiger.com and help out the Huron School Foundation, raising funds that will last forever in providing scholarship opportunities for graduating seniors each year from a Huron High School. Again, go to dayofthetiger.com to check it out. Next up Friday, Mitchell at Huron, girls at 6, followed by the boys, right here on Tiger 95. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.